Chapter 3. The Universe in a Nutshell. The universe has multiple histories, each of which is determined by a tiny nut. I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space. Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2. Hamlet may have meant that although we human beings are very limited physically, our minds are free to explore the whole universe and to go boldly where even Star Trek fears to tread, bad dreams permitting. Is the universe actually infinite, or just very large? And is it everlasting, or just long-lived? How could our finite minds comprehend an infinite universe? Isn't it presumptuous of us even to make the attempt? Do we risk the fate of Prometheus, who in classical mythology stole fire from Zeus for human beings to use, and was punished for his temerity by being chained to a rock where an eagle picked at his liver? Despite this cautionary tale, I believe we can and should try to understand the universe. We have already made remarkable progress in understanding the cosmos, particularly in the last few years. We don't yet have a complete picture, but this may not be far off. The most obvious thing about space is that it goes on and on and on. This has been confirmed by modern instruments such as the Hubble telescope, which allows us to probe deep into space. What we see are billions and billions of galaxies of various shapes and sizes. Each galaxy contains uncounted billions of stars, many of which have planets around them. We live on a planet orbiting a star in an outer arm of the spiral Milky Way galaxy. The dust in the spiral arms blocks our view of the universe in the plane of the galaxy, but we have a clear line of sight.